Mix 94.7 KMCH. Well, here we go. Guest of the day on this, the first day of March 2023. The weather is getting warmer. It's sunny. It will be spring very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, star of a stage and screen and radio news in high school and TV news in high school speech. And you will hear her co-host this show with me when we come to you live later this month from the Prairie Meadows Racetrack and Casino, part of the... what is the official conference called, Jessica O'Reilly, that we'll be attending?
It is the Iowa Tourism Conference.
Ah. We'll be live from the Iowa Tourism Conference. Here we go. How are you, friend? Happy first day of March. How are things?
I am good now that I have rescued myself. I know we were talking off air about me being locked in the stairwell, and I am fine now. I have been rescued by a coworker, and so things are looking up for my Wednesday.
Much like people who know me, when they associate themselves with me or this program, they have to go into hiding. You have to leave your office and go to a different location when you join us for this show every month, don't you?
I do, but only because my coworkers were like open cube environment. Sometimes they get loud, and so I don't want their, you know, back talk as a backtrack.
Gotcha.
So well, I secrete myself into a quiet little room.
Well, you've been in our studio. We leave the door wide open, and people just come parading through all the time. It gives it that sense of flavor is what it does.
Well, maybe I just think they'll distract me then.
Well, that too.
I've been known to do that.
Well, before we talk about Iowa Tourism Conference, before we talk about the brand new spring and summer guide that will be available to you very soon, let's make plans for the month of February. And you have put together quite the robust list for us, including starting off this weekend, the NCW Wrestling Championships in Cedar Rapids. What does NCW stand for?
That is the National Collegiate Women's Wrestling Championships, which currently includes NCAA programs from Division 1, 2, and 3 levels. This is happening March 3rd through the 4th in Cedar Rapids. In 2022, there were 32 qualifying colleges. They expect many more programs to qualify for this year's championship. So go out and support those collegiate women wrestlers.
Absolutely, absolutely. March 16th through the 18th, coinciding with another sporting event in Des Moines, Hoops and Hops. Tell me about that.
I'm all about the sports. Yes, you can enjoy all the NCAA tournament action from a heated tent and keep your spirits high with beverages from the Iowa Craft Beer Tent. There will be multiple food trucks on hand to satisfy your appetite. The best part is there's no admission fee. So bring your friends and family for a memorable and budget-friendly celebration. Of course, Des Moines is hosting the first round of the NCAA men's tournament, those on the 16th and the 18th at Wells Fargo Arena. I believe tickets are scarce, so that if you didn't get a ticket, this may be your best opportunity to get in on some of the hoopla.
Oh, I see what you did. Hoopla. You're so crafty. You're so smart. Have you ever been down to the well when they've got the first rounds going? Have you made it in there before?
I have not made it for when they've hosted the basketball, but they hosted the volleyball tournament, NCAA volleyball tournament, a few years back, and I went, and it was quite enjoyable. So I would say, if you have tickets, I'm jealous, because I didn't think far enough ahead to do that.
The first year,
otherwise, I would be there.
The first year they did it, I happened to be doing TV in Des Moines that weekend, and went down, and I got to meet Jim Nantz from CBS Sports. Yeah, hello, friends, Jim Nantz. And we exchanged pleasantries, and he's like, you know Jessica O'Reilly, don't you? And I said, yes, Mr. Nantz, I do.
Now I think you're fibbing.
Let's go to Northeast Iowa on March 18th. My mom's 60th birthday. Hope she's not mad for me saying that. Maple Fest in Garnavillo coming up on the 18th.
While we're shouting out birthdays, my son turns 21 on March 13th, so there you are.
There you go. Happy birthday to him as well.
But on March 18th, your mother's birthday, you could take her to visit Great River Maple's family farm and learn how to make pure maple syrup. The event also includes a pancake breakfast, maple brats at lunch, and all kinds of delicious maple treats. Try all their different grades of maple syrup and pure maple products like maple cream, maple sugar, and, wait for it, maple cotton candy.
What?
I know.
That's a thing?
Apparently it is.
Huh. Maple cotton candy. Let's see. I'm looking at the dates. You know, March 25th, so the week following Maple Syrup or Maple Fest in Garnavillo, March 25th is International Waffle Day. See, they planned ahead. Fantastic. You get your maple syrup first, and then you celebrate the waffles the week following.
March 25th is my mom's birthday, so I don't know what was happening in March, but there you go, all these fabulous birthdays.
A lot of good
people we know have birthdays.
A lot of good coordination. That's what happens in March. Jessica O'Reilly along with us, traveliowa.com. We'll talk about the website. We'll talk about the conference coming up. Let's wrap up March 20th through the 26th. The last full week is QC Restaurant Week. The QC stands for the Quad Cities. There are four of them.
There are. Well, very well done. Yes, it's your chance to expand your taste buds by trying new things from participating businesses and support the area's vibrant culinary community. Encourage food lovers to check out QCRestaurantWeek.com frequently as new participating restaurants are added continuously.
Awesome. Go get some good food. Now, we alluded to the brand new spring and summer travel guide from Travel Iowa. What a perfect way to plan out your spring and summer. When is that available, Jessica, and what are people going to find in it?
It is available right now for order on TravelIowa.com. It is free. So visit TravelIowa.com and place your order and get it delivered to your little mailbox. And you can start planning your spring and summer trips. We've got features on Ragbrai's 50th anniversary, things to do in the Lutz Hills, and 16 stops along the Lincoln Highway, and one that features a, quote, whole lot of fun, where we're talking about golf, disc, mini, and regular golf. I'm not really sure what to call traditional golf, if you've got disc and mini golf. But the other golf.
Regular golf? I don't know what you would call that.
Regular golf?
More frustrating golf? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My golf coach used to say it was a beautiful walk destroyed by a little white ball.
Oh, yeah. But if you need to practice your swearing, it's a great reason to play. at least when I golf anyway. All right. Yeah. Coming up end of this month, I want to make sure I got the date set. Wednesday, March 22nd, correct?
Yes.
We will do this show.
I believe that's true.
The entire program will come to you live from the Iowa Tourism Conference from the center of Iowa in Altoona, Iowa, right? I want to make sure I get all these things correct so I can plan accordingly.
Yep.
We will be in Altoona.
Please show up.
Okay, I show up Tuesday night, and then we do the show live Wednesday morning from Prairie Meadows Convention Center, talking all about Iowa tourism. Every town in Iowa is going to be represented, everything to go see and go do, because that Wednesday it's open. We talk about getting people to the state, and you guys have honored me with being the MC for the annual awards banquet that Wednesday, the 22nd, as well.
We are very excited to have you back as MC of the awards, which of course showcases all the some great attractions and lodging and restaurants and people working in the industry. So we are delighted that you're going to help us celebrate all those folks.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to doing the show from there. I'm looking forward to you swinging in and kind of riding shotgun on this vehicle we call the KMCH Morning Show as well. In the meantime, before you and I see each other in a few weeks, people need more information. They want ideas. Where do you tell them to go?
I'd love to tell people where to go. I send them to traveliowa.com.
I left that wide open for interpretation, and you went the route I hope you would. Jessica, always good to talk to you.
I walked right in that door.
Yes, you did. I will see you in a few weeks in Altoona, all right?
Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
There goes our good friend Jessica O'Reilly, traveliowa.com. Do go check out that website. It is a great idea starter for things to see and do across this great state of Iowa. And yes, we'll pick up and move this entire broadcast live from Central Iowa on the 22nd of March as we talk all things Iowa, north, south, east, and west, and things to do. Looking forward to that. We'll put Jessica's interview under the Guest of the Day section on our website at kmch.com. Brought to you by Bill Thomas, Farm Bureau. We'll take a pause. Sports coming your way in just a matter of moments here on KMCH. Good morning.